When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to The Villain Was Right, the podcast where we look at movies and TV shows from the villain's perspective and dare to ask, were they really all that bad? I'm your host, Rebecca Reeds.
And I'm your host, Craig Faye.
And this week we are continuing Romantic Movie Month with The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, audience choice. You
audience
guys
choice.
Voted and you surprised us, honestly.
Was it close?
Not at all, but... we put up 50 Shades of Grey and we put up, some other ones and Sex in the City movie.
What a chaotic list. And, yes. None of those things go together.
No, but
we're weird.
Overwhelmingly Princess and the Frog. And like, you guys have thrown us under the bus before. So that's kind of what I was expecting. I was like, oh, they're going to make us do a hard one. No, what a delightful Disney movie.
Delightful. To be 100% honest, I had not seen this movie yet.
I had not.
Just
either.
Like there's some of these like later on Disney movies, I just, you know, you just kind of miss them. It just happens.
Yeah, you were 8 when
exactly.
in 2009. Yeah.
But this, oh my God, I loved it. I thought it was super charming, moved along really quickly, fun. It was a fucking romp. And honestly, not hard to defend, in my opinion. Anyway, if you haven't seen The Princess of the Frog, we have our main character, Tiana, and she is, or Tia, and she is, she loves to cook, and her dad loves to cook, and he really wants to open a restaurant, and that's his dream. And you know, you got the super cute, because you got to have them as kids first with the the big eyes, the huge eyes. And her mother is the best seamstress in town, and she makes dresses for this rich blonde girl who I absolutely adore, but we'll get into that later. Flash forward to, she's an adult now, and her father has died, and now this is the dream. She has to get this restaurant, not only for her, but for her late father. And it's all she wants in the world. She works two jobs nonstop. She gets home, switches uniforms, is out serving again. The big newsflash here is that there is a prince coming to town. And this blonde girl, the rich to-do, was it Charlotte?
Charlotte or Lottie, yeah.
Charlotte, she's always wanted to marry a prince. That's her whole thing. She wants to be a princess. That's her dream. She wants to be a princess. This prince is coming to town, so she's going to get this big ball together. And she's like, oh, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I'm going to need 500 of these beignets because you make the best ones for my masquerade ball, and then I'm going to dance into the moonlight with this man. But we also, because we're in New Orleans, we've got a voodoo man, we've got the shadow man, and he's around and he's giving you things that you think you want.
Yeah.
And then you find out that's probably not what you needed, which is the overarching thought of this movie, the lesson. So the prince... he wants money. He's been cut off from his parents. His whole goal here is to acquire a rich wife that he can kind of live off of and live his fancy lifestyle, even though he doesn't really want to be monogamous or married, but he needs to do something because he hasn't learned a thing in his life and he doesn't know how to do anything. He meets the shadow man. He then turns him into a frog and makes his assistant him. And he's like, listen, you're going to marry this woman and we're going to split this money instead, because why the fuck not? The frog prince then meets our main character, Tia, and they kiss because he's like, this will break the curse. And instead, it just turns her into a frog.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Love it. Because
she's not a princess.
Because she's not a princess. It just turns her into a frog. They then go on an adventure through a swamp and through many, like, because they are off on balloons for a second. They get kind of launched out of this party.
Yeah.
And they have to make it back. They meet another, I don't know.
Mama Odie?
Yes. They meet another, like, witch doctor kind of. And she basically kind of furthers the point of, you know, you guys should both kind of meet in the middle somewhere here. You might find out that you're what each other needs, essentially.
Yeah.
She needs to relax and kind of loosen up a bit. And this guy needs to learn anything. Just anything, you know? That'd be great at this point in his adult life. They get back. They have a talisman that, you know, kind of depletes if they're not around this dude. They kind of need his essence.
They need his blood, essentially.
They need his blood, yeah.
Yeah.
so that he can look like him and trick this rich girl into marrying him. That obviously does not end up happening. She freaks out. She sees this old man and is like, absolutely fucking not. And guess what? They end up to guess who ends up together? It's the two frogs.
Yeah.
And it's super cute and we love it. And she gives up an automatic, automatically, like, I'll give you your restaurant, everything you want. And she's like, nah, not this way. This is not what I need. And bing, bang, boom. They get married, kiss, and then they both turn back human because she is a princess now, technically.
I love that as the ending.
The it's technicality just like, of it all.
Oh, the technicalities in all of this just have me. I love them all.
So funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that's it. That's...
Oh, and Dr. Facilier gets, the Shadow Man gets dragged to hell.
Yes, dragged back.
Hell or the spirit realm or something
the
like that.
The spirit realm is what I'm going to call it,
yeah.
For sure. And that's the movie, and it fucking bops, and it's super fun. And I want to start dunking on this prince right away.
Yeah.
Right the fuck away.
So obviously the villain is Dr. Facilier.
Yes.
Yeah, the Shadow Man.
I'm just going to call him the Shadow Man.
The Shadow Man, the voodoo doctor
kind of thing. The voodoo doctor, yes.
Yeah. And then there's like some minor villains in there, like the hunters in the bayou and the
crocodiles.
And the crocodiles. And, yeah. Like things pursue our protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, yeah.
So this prince, okay,
right.
He's been cut off from his family for just, you know, kind of being useless,
yeah.
Is the vibe. They're like, you spend all this money, all you do is party, you need to go learn a life lesson, you're cut off, you're done. You're still a prince technically through paperwork, but you don't have any of these riches. So his whole goal is to show up and marry a rich woman. I kind of like this pairing, to be honest with you, because all she wants is to be a princess.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Lottie.
That's actually kind of a good mix.
Yeah, yeah, she wants to be a princess. He wants her to be rich. I'm sure they'll have some fun somewhere along the way, you
yes.
know?
Yes. And she's a 10 out of 10, by the way. I think it would have been very easy to make that character shitty.
Yeah.
And not fun. And like, because she's spoiled. Like the whole thing is that she gets anything she wants, but she's still super nice.
She
is. And bubbly and fun.
And even the way they animate her is great. Like she moves faster than anybody else in mm-hmm. the movie. Like, and it's, I think they're animating her on, like, I think they're animating her on ones, which means that they're doing, like, every frame of her.
Whereas, oh, so like, interesting, yeah.
Everybody else is just, like, you do the poses every four, and, like, the other ones are called, like, in-betweens or tweens,
mm-hmm.
and they just kind of, like, blend it together. But, like, I think they're animating her differently than they are other characters.
Oh, she was like a bouncing ball.
Yeah.
Like, just so cute, so fun. Down for the cause, too. You know what I mean? At the end of the movie, she could have chosen to be kind of like, oh, you're taking this away from me. You're taking this prince away from me. And she's like, no, I'll help the cause. Whatever. What do you guys
need? I'll smooch a frog.
I'll smooch a frog for you. Oh, my God. You're in love.
Like, yeah. Oh,
let me help you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
help a girl out. Make out with my boyfriend, please.
Exactly. Yes.
well, say no more.
when they're at her masquerade and like the table gets all fucked up with all the food, like she could have went over there and been a bitch, been like, what the fuck is this?
I hired you to be this person.
Yeah, no. She's like, oh my God, what happened? Let me get you a dress. Oh my God.
Dresses her up so well.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God. Okay. Join the party now. Chilling.
Yeah. You brought the beignets.
Yes.
Beignets. Yeah. Whatever.
And it was. So I just think it was so easy to make her a one-dimensional, like a nothing, just like shitty side character that's working against her.
Snappy best friend who doesn't really like you or whatever, no. Or competitive or...
She was just fucking awesome the whole way through. She was fun to watch.
Yep.
She was awesome. She never faltered. She didn't change her character style. She was like, no, this is who I am.
Yep. When the situation was explained to her, she was like, oh, yeah, no, I'll help with the restaurant. Which, I mean, kind of is like, why weren't they helping with the restaurant to begin with?
Invest in that. If you think she's the best baker and cook in this whole place, like... Get some sort of profit sharing thing going. Actually, I think this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
I want to invest in you.
Yeah. I buy the building or lease it. Like, I know it's a Disney movie, so they have to simplify it for kids.
Of course.
But, like, you know, where you get X amount of money and then you can open a restaurant. But I was also just like, I mean, there is other ways. Like, the space she's buying is fucking huge.
It is huge.
It's like
we're dreaming big.
It's an old, like, sugar factory or something. And you're like, that's a lot of tables. You know, that's a high turnover.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's her dream, but like you could also build up to that. Like you could, I don't know, maybe start with charging all of the people that you're feeding in your neighborhood just a couple cents for each bowl of jambalaya, you know, just or gumbo or whatever. Just local restaurant, you know, a little wagon, a little cart, something out of the
food truck,
yeah. Food truck or stand or stall or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't need the big restaurant. And then you make the money that way. And then you bigger and bigger. Right. But it's a Disney movie. So it's all or nothing. And everything has to be done by midnight.
Yes. And your dad is dead. How could you have motivation without a dead parent? Disney only knows death.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's the worst thing a child can think of is if a parent died. Probably what that is.
Well, yeah, but I also think sometimes I'm like, could we just have a movie where we're not...
or a brother or a dad.
I do respect that normally they start that way and work away from it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if we ended on this every time, it'd be a real bummer, I'll tell you. I like that we start sad and get happier.
Yeah. But going back to Lottie and the prince, So there's the whole, like, changing of identities thing. Like, Lawrence, the ill-treated assistant. He takes on the look of the prince, right? And I don't actually think that there's anything wrong with that in terms of, like, actually misrepresenting himself to Lottie. Because he... The only thing she was interested in was, and the only thing she knew about him was him physically. He's a good looking man.
Yeah.
And two, that he's a prince.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that you aspire to. And you're like, I'm going to marry this man before I even met him. And as you said, like all he's really aspiring to is getting to her money, which is what the original
Prince was going to do anyway. Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, at that point, it's not the content of your soul anymore. It's not like I'm trying to masquerade as a man that you already love in order to take advantage of you. It's just like, I've changed my appearance slightly.
Yeah.
Slightly to be what you want. And I'm just like, no one was actually...
It's almost as arbitrary as coming out of somebody's vagina and you being like, well, you're royalty.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit, right? Like, there's no fraud going on.
Well,
Well, like, other than pretending to be someone you're not, but like ostensibly having all of those things,
mm-hmm.
right? That you want from that person.
Yep. True.
Right? Like, I guess it's like if you were like a dating app and you're like, this is what I look like. You show up, that's what they look like. And mm-hmm. they're like, this is what I'm interested in. And that's what they're interested in. That's a match, right? Like, who cares what's going on under the behind the scenes?
Well, especially when it's super, like, for me, it's what I always kind of think about is when men are like, what are you? That girl's just a gold digger.
Right.
Just a gold digger. And I'm like, and he's with a 22-year-old for what? Like, I feel like this is just like mutually.
Yeah.
Like, you both decided what you wanted, and that's good for you.
You got it.
Okay. You both found each other. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got no, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to prat a purse, and sometimes you got to suck a wrinkly dick. So there you
go. Oh, God. I didn't have suck a wrinkly dick on my bingo card today.
What, for the lighthearted Disney movie?
Yeah, for the princess and the frog. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
So sorry. We got a long day ahead of us, and I'm starting with that one. Yeah, no, but, like, the other thing is, I do, like, we'll get to our main villain in a second, mm-hmm. but I also need to point out that Big Daddy LaBeouf, like, Lottie's dad.
Yeah.
Played by John Goodman, which is always fantastic. Here's the thing. He's I believe a sugar or cotton baron in Louisiana in, I want to say, 20s, 30s, or 40s. It's kind of hard to get like a real read on when it is. But that doesn't make him a great guy. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't.
Yeah, you're saying there's a back staircase.
Yeah, that ain't car dealership money. You know what I mean?
If you got married on his estate today, you'd be canceled.
Yeah, you're maybe 50 years out of slavery ending in the South.
Mm.
Maybe at this point, like, definitely still people alive.
Oh, I see. Yes. You know what I mean? They remember.
Yes. Holy fuck. So, it's all that to say.
You know what? My brain really skirted over that, eh? My brain really just kept...
Yeah. Anyway, he's, like, as jovial as he is, mm-hmm. The background of how they've obtained their fortune is not on the up and up.
Mm. I gotta tell you. So, okay. This prince, I just want to say that, and I get the idea that they're like, okay, she needs to loosen up, she needs to dance, she needs to have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, and he needs to buckle down, and he needs to learn things
and life lessons,
all this kind of stuff. I gotta tell you, I respect one of those things so much more than the other. Like, it's not even fucking close. Like, the concept that those two things are equal is outrageous to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Where I'm like, oh, you're underprivileged black woman in the South working her ass off.
Fighting for your life. You know what I mean?
Working two jobs.
Yes. Super talented. Like, naturally a talented, charismatic, spectacular person all around.
To achieve her dream.
Yes.
This is why she's doing, and her father's dream as well. And then she's like, but she doesn't go to the club with her friends. I was like, she doesn't get that chance. She doesn't get that opportunity. It's not that she doesn't want to.
Yes.
She would love to.
She does not exist within this privilege.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So then this guy being like, well, he's going to be a great match. No. No, they're not. Okay. They're actually not going to be a great match. Okay. This guy doesn't know how to fucking wash a dish. Okay. And I understand, like, a willingness to learn is great. But I don't think it's the same honor if you're like, well, I'll do it for pussy. I'm going to learn something. Don't worry. because, like, I have this thing.
It also, like, undermines a lot of the work that she's done before this movie starts, where it's like she just, oh, well, okay, of course she succeeded, and of course she gets a restaurant because she just married a rich prince who can pay for it. And you go, like, well, you know, like, yes, you got your dream, but, like, your hard work wasn't paid off. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, but she pays in the end with her own money.
She does.
It is her thing. I mean, they've got the crocodile bouncer, you know, kind of really pushing it along. But, yeah, it is her money. It is everything. He actually doesn't really do anything other than verbalize a willingness to change. Do you know what I mean? Because she does dance. She does do the things.
Yeah, yeah.
She learns the lessons along the way. The only thing that makes him kind of like, I don't want to say like a lesson, but he picks the right person. That's all he does successfully, really. He learns to have a bit of self-sacrifice.
He does learn how to chop mushrooms a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
A little bit, which is, you know, that's step one in learning to cook, I guess.
It really does depend on, I guess, how old they are in my head. Because, like, if we're learning these lessons at 18, absolutely possible. Not
sure,
a problem.
Sure.
Okay, true facts. You know what I mean? If we're kissing 30, buddy, you've been out of the house long enough to know better. That's my whole thing, because I can't stand when I'm talking to these people and they're like, well, that's just, it's not how I was raised. I don't know. Like, I'm in these patterns because of my parents and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, yeah, but it's your job now to get out of that. Like,
yeah. And there's YouTube now.
Yes! I learn everything on YouTube.
It's handy.
I took apart a dryer. I'll fucking, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I fucking hate that those two things are presented as the same thing of like equal, meet in the middle.
You both need each other. You're too uptight. You need to go have some fun sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, it did kind of get blended with the message from her father of like, pursue your goals, but never lose sight of what's important, which is family and like all of this. Cause like, I had it all. Like,
absolutely.
I never achieved my dream, but I had it all. But like, it is just a little, like, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's like that woman is working her ass off day and night.
Yes.
Running herself ragged, not taking a moment for herself to try and improve her lot in life, you know, to try and, you know, own her own business. And like, she's ambitious.
And they do such a good job of making the food look good in this movie. Every single thing that was made, I was like, want to eat it. Want to eat that. Yes, please.
It did look good.
Oh, man. I was going to have an Uber Eats cart like you've never fucking seen.
The powdered sugar on the
beignets. Yeah, I just had to like talk myself off the ledge.
What is a beignet? Is it like a
it
donut?
It is like a donut.
Donut,
yes.
Like, okay, powdered sugar and all the rest. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what makes it exactly different, but it is. It's donut.
Yeah, okay. It's a Cajun donut.
It's a donut.
Cajun donut. Fair enough. So I think that, let's get into Dr. Facilier.
Yes.
The Shadow Man or whatever. On the surface, what he does seems pretty mean. Turning somebody into a frog and...
I don't think turning that man into a frog is mean. I think that man was begging to be turned into a frog.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he's singing songs about, like, you know, I got a redhead on my left and a blondie on my right. I'm like, fucking change them. Okay, change them up.
A little humility, please.
Oh, my God, for the love of God. Yeah. You know
also,
what I mean?
Also, no street smarts to speak of.
No, if you have to literally be turned into another thing for you to learn a lesson, oh, God. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, we're...
It can't be that deep. And even his, like, I'm sorry, I can't remember his assistant's name.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Okay, so, like, Lawrence even says, like, he's like, you haven't treated me well. He treats him like a piece of shit. We see it, like, from the jump.
Yeah. Like, carry my bags and,
carry
you
my
know,
bags,
Disney violence against you being hit with pans and
come
whatnot.
Come on, Craig. Look me in the eyes, okay, and say that there wasn't at least one job where if you had the opportunity to turn your boss into a frog,
yeah.
you'd take it.
Oh, yeah. That's
you'd be like, absolutely, and we're doing the world a servant.
Ribbit, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And that's the thing, is I don't even think that turning him into a frog was like, I don't think that's planned or intentional. I think that's kind of the magic working its own,
way. Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he goes like, because the big theme of this is you don't get what you want, you get what you need,
mm-hmm.
right? And Mama Odie in the bayou or whatever is like, yeah, I know that. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. And Shadow Man Facilier knows that too. He knows that too. And like he even says like one of the big rules of the voodoo that he's doing is that he can't do things for himself.
Yes.
Right? Like he can do it to other people mm-hmm. or strike these deals with other people on behalf of the spirits or whatever, but he can't improve his own lot in life by doing this. Which is, I gotta say, one of the shittiest magical powers you could possibly have. Like, I get it, because it also makes sense,
right? I know, but, like, I don't know. I think there's something super cool about walking around being like, who wants a life lesson? Who wants a motherfucking lesson today?
Yeah, this is all monkey paw magic. It is not what you want. It's what you need. And so I think turning him into a frog is what he needed, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He needed to be made lowly. He needed to be made humble and all the rest of this. And in exchange,
I think you're right. Because he also says, like, don't blame me. Like, blame them on the other side. Like, this is not my, like, I'm just kind of the conductor of this.
Yeah, a vessel or a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also loosely says at the end, do you hear him say about, like, he's like, I'll pay off my debts, like, don't worry. And I'm like, oh, this man's just trying to get out of the hole.
Yeah.
Who doesn't understand that?
Yeah, just pay it off. Because he does, and he's like, and there's a point where he, like, gets this shadow spirits or whatever to go mm-hmm. find the prince, right? And he's like, I know I'm already in deep with you, but, like, if we just do this... then we're going to make it even. If we can just get this frog back, then, and then all of Louisiana is basically yours. All of New Orleans is basically yours and all those spirits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he makes it sound there like these spirits are going to prey on these like lost souls or whatever, mm-hmm. like literally. But like, their deal seems to be that they just exchange some things, you know?
Yeah.
Like they switch things around a little bit to get you what you need or what you want.
Mm-hmm. And realizing that if you get what you want, you will lose something.
Right.
You will lose the thing you need.
Yeah. It's like, this is a weird way to put it, but it's kind of like conservation of momentum, right?
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, so something, if something's traveling and you put, and like you slow it down, like mm-hmm. that momentum goes into something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a billiard ball hits another billiard ball and it transfers that momentum to something else. So you can't make more of it, right? You can only have what exists in the universe. You're just transferring it from one thing to another.
I wasn't expecting you to get science-y today. No, I wasn't either.
Yeah, but like that's kind of what it feels right, where it's mm-hmm. like we can give you what you want, but you got to be a frog to do it. Or like, you know, there's a give and a take, a back and forth that goes with these deals.
Yeah, an exchanging of energies. Yeah.
Yeah, exchanging of energies. Exactly. Yeah.
No, that makes total sense. So just to very briefly talk about these men trying to catch these frogs.
Oh.
One of my favorite things in like Disney movie or anything where it's like, oh, these people will have their whole reality shaken because you just listen to a talking frog.
Yes.
I just love the concept of these men leaving and having a mental breakdown.
Oh, yeah. And they're just poor men.
Trying to catch frogs.
Trying to catch frogs for dinner in the bayou, right?
Yes.
And by the way, no character in this story ever thought that eating frogs was wrong up until they got turned into a frog.
Facts.
Right? For Tia for sure has made frog legs.
Have you had frog legs?
I have not. Legs? No.
Oh, yeah. I've been to France. I did it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Pretty good. Yeah, not bad.
Like, other than they're kind of like endangered. I don't really have an issue with it.
Are they endangered?
Frogs ain't doing great.
Oh, no.
They breathe through their skin, so like a lot of pollutants and stuff get on it. If, by the way, this is just if you're ever wearing sunscreen, do not touch a frog.
Do really?
Not. Yeah, because the oil from the sunscreen will get on their skin and they suffocate. They can't get it off. Yeah. So
oh my God, Craig, I'm having like flashbacks to when I was a child.
Yeah.
You know I was having sunscreen on me.
Yeah.
Oh,
but that's
no.
The thing. It's like you can look at them, but like don't handle them with your sunscreen.
Oh, dude,
hands.
You're blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
Do you have any more frog facts for me?
That
I know
might
you
be
weren't
it.
Expecting me to ask that. I was just like, wow, you actually know a lot more about frogs than I.
This might be my they're amphibians. I know that.
Yes.
I know they're that. They breathe through the skin. Tadpoles turn into frogs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Frogs aren't doing too well. Well, that also makes sense because bugs aren't doing too well.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Insects are like crazy. It's so funny to think of, sorry, this is real like off, but it's just so funny to think about like how even visually it's like within our lifetime. Like
you're absolutely
I can,
right.
remember like my parents like I don't know like driving through like a back road or something like that and just like the windshield just being covered with bugs, you know what I mean, just like, or you're driving on the highway or whatever, just covered with bugs, and now it's like
super rare.
It's insane. Like I don't think I've seen a bug hit a windshield in years.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah. It
fucking terrifying.
Legitimately is. And that's a big problem because like they haven't like on nature surveys and things, they would never like count bugs because they're like, they're bugs.
They're bugs.
They're bugs. There's lots of them all the time. So like it kind of disappeared without people really noticing or paying attention or realizing how quickly it was happening.
Yeah.
So like they don't have a lot of like info on it or trends or whatever. Mm. It's not great. Anyway, once again, it's like 10 degrees in February. It's fine. We need some little voodoo magic to, you know, get out of this. You know, more bugs. That is the other thing that Dr. Fisiliar does, which is he stomps on Ray, the Cajun firefly.
Yeah. Which, again, we wouldn't care about if he wasn't talking.
Right? Exactly. Yep.
Fireflies, another thing that are decreasingly crazy. And I loved that he was in love with a star, though.
Okay. Oh, that broke my heart.
Oh.
I was like, first of all, Ray was a great character. I loved
great
him.
Great character. Yes. 10 out of 10.
Jim Cummings, the guy who does the Winnie the Pooh voice. Here, I got to ask you, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I wrote this down as a question.
Okay.
If I was in love with a star, would you tell me?
Not if you were a firefly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't think, I think if this was, if you had the life expectancy of a firefly, I'd be like, nah, just let him have it.
Just let me blink into the darkness forever without ever a hope of ever getting responded to.
I suppose, but I just thought it was so sweet at the end when he's like, oh, I'm going to be joining my baby.
Yeah, and then the star appears in the sky. You're like, all right, Disney. Okay.
Okay, Disney.
Okay.
Okay, Disney.
Ray, I can't believe you killed Ray. There's a whole bayou funeral procession after it.
Bloody.
It's like, oh, because he's like the little guy fighting.
Yeah,
fighting.
Disney making me care about bugs for just years, decades.
Decades.
I've been caring about things I don't care about.
But also, squash that bug, you know?
Oh, as far as the villain goes, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, that villain, absolutely. Because we also see him off the top of the movie. This guy wants hair. He's bald. He's like, I want hair. And then it's like this whole kind of like, careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he becomes super hairy. And he's like, oh, actually, you did want some of your body to be smooth. Maybe don't be mad that it also happens on your head.
There you, yeah, exactly.
It was your confidence all along.
It's, yeah. It was in you the whole time.
It was in you the whole time.
The other thing I really empathize with him about, though, is this inability to use your skills to improve your own lot in life. Like, he is able to do magic, mm-hmm. right? But he is unable to use magic in a way that directly benefits him. And like that is to me so relatable because I feel like I've got skills, right? Unique and wonderful and however you want to put it. But like turning that into like money is the hard part. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like to go like this, I know all these things are of value to somebody, but how do you take that and turn it into money? And I think that's what he's really struggling with. So he's like an independent business owner. He's working out of a back of a shop somewhere, right? And he's got to like be like, I hope people will pay for this. But the products that he has is kind of like, it's again, it's a crapshoot, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I can do this, but it's a trade-off. And we don't necessarily know what the trade is. Like, I don't think he's getting a lot of return business. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think
so. So he's like,
yeah.
This has to be a marketable skill, but how do I make money? And he even says to Lawrence, he goes, magic is great, but we all know that the real power is money.
Facts.
And I would like a little bit of that, please.
Yes.
I would like
and
to have
why
some
don't
sway.
We steal it off of this insanely rich fucking privileged dude that's
and
been living.
Probably problematic. If he's even... not problematic, his dad was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. No, it's got the taste of generational. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You own a big house in Louisiana in the...
Buddy, it is so crazy. I didn't even clock that. That's like... That's fucking dark, dude. Jesus Christ. But yes, no, this man. Also, I just love, I was like, on site... Why is it that it feels like anybody with a gap tooth is evil in movies?
A gap tooth?
Like in cartoons, I feel like specifically for some reason.
Okay.
Like the second I saw him, I was like, yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a little bit. Although Ray had one too. Ray had some pretty funky
teeth.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But he had less.
He had less teeth. That's true. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's a... I'm not sure I'm going to... Because I'm also thinking, like, young kids are often animated with the gap tooth.
Oh, true. But it's so cute. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's adorable.
Right?
Disney does... They just animate just the cutest fucking...
But speaking of, Facilier is a fucking dressed man. That guy's got fashion out the ass.
He really does.
The top hat, the suit, that guy is showing up looking good at every point in this movie.
Absolutely. And he's pulling other people in, all right? He's trying to help other people rise up through the ranks.
Yep.
He's like, listen, you've been mistreated.
This is a system worthy of disruption, is what he's saying.
And I would tend to agree.
Yeah.
Especially like when you look at, so when he goes to buy the property, and I would say this is like another like side villain for sure. So she goes to buy the property. She has the money. She's like, okay, we're doing it. And
let's
then
sign the papers now. Let's sign the papers now.
And I get that. I mean, that's like renting in Toronto right now. You're like, I'll give you 6 months in advance. Can I sign today? Can I do this right fucking now? So I totally get that. Okay. Yes. Also, like, you just want to get into it. You want to get done. You want it to be yours. I totally understand this. And then they come around like literally later that night and they're like, because they were like, no, like, let's wait a second, which, I mean, they are right to do because they know that other bids might come in, and they do, and somebody is going to pay. And I don't even think they said over asking. It was just like they're willing to pay full price.
Yeah, or more or whatever.
More than you have.
Yeah.
And if you can get the money together by Wednesday, it could be yours. But you have to get the money together. And she's like, well, it took me my literal whole life to get this together. So what do you mean?
How am I going to do this?
Although I love paying in pennies because I think that's so cunty. I'm like, oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
That's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to fault these guys for being like, yeah, this is the business.
It's a business. What I don't like is where they go like, well, you should stay in your place. You'll be happier there. Like they say that to her. And it's just like, okay, well, that's
really not for you to be deciding.
Not for you to decide. And that's, I think, as racist as this Disney movie could be allowed to get, you know, being like, oh, you're kind of uppity, aren't you? You're trying to rise in society. No. That's not too white, man. Watch. We're not going to allow for that.
Yeah.
Which, again, goes back to that, like, the two things are not equivalent.
No.
Like, she's overcoming systemic racism. Mm. She's overcoming, you know, poverty and social... being of a different social strata and all that sort of thing. It, being a woman, even, you know, business owner at that time is like huge. And she's overcoming all that. And the prince is just like, I just want to play music, but maybe I should get my hands dirty sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Nah, man, you need to come
bring
way
me
down.
Those titties. Like, it's basically what he's saying the
blah,
whole movie.
Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Give me those titties. Like, he is, yeah, he is out there. What I also liked about this movie was I liked that they didn't turn the crocodile into a human at the end.
Yeah.
They were like, no, actually, we're just going to give you a space to do this.
You're a crocodile that can play the trumpet. You are a draw, buddy.
Yeah, actually, we're going to make a lot more money.
You don't even have lips.
That's so funny. You don't have lips.
Yeah.
And he kept getting kicked out of places. Yeah. I love that.
I felt so bad for him. Louis, oh, what a great character. Like, that's the thing, is like, Disney does to the T is animal sidekick characters are
absolutely
just knocked out of the park. Even Madame Odie's
The snake,
yeah, just like walking around, helping her out and like making sure she doesn't fall down. I was like, this is fun.
Yep.
This is fun.
An absolute bop. And again, a respectful hour and a half.
Yeah, I think if we had to wink one change to reality, it would be that everyone gets a cute animated animal sidekick. I'd make that change today.
Who would be your animal sidekick?
I feel like it would be some sort of dog.
Oh,
I'm a dog
immediately
guy, or a
went,
squirrel.
I was thinking squirrel. I'm like, yes, absolutely. You have a squirrel sidekick.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, no, you're right. It's squirrel. How about you?
The fattest raccoon you've ever seen. Just the fattest motherfucker. Like, borderline useless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, actually hindering any adventure I go on.
Yeah, but like desperately grabbing at your wallet as you leave a cab. Just like... Just a real fat raccoon with Rebecca's wallet and phone just racing just after her. Always out of breath, but always just working behind the scenes to keep your life together.
I love that you're like, that's what you need a sidekick for. Like, you need somebody to get all your belongings together and just keep them on you in general.
Yeah, you're cooking in the kitchen and it's like
turning off burners. Yeah. Like,
moving knives out of the way so you don't like a big like.
That's so funny. Yeah, because I was thinking squirrel for you because I'm like, oh no, he's like,
me a squirrel.
You love yourself a squirrel, but also squirrels can get into places. Like, yeah. I just think you'd be sending this little squirrel on like tech things like, oh, could you get in the wall and actually connect that for me?
A squirrel could run Ethernet cable through the wall. I wouldn't have to rely on my Wi-Fi router anymore. Oh my God. Yes, I'm a squirrel.
Yes, I'm a squirrel. That's what I need.
By the way, let us know. Who do you think our cartoon sidekicks would be?
Yes, or who
yours would
be.
Yeah,
just get think in about touch, it. Guys. Fun date question.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Another one I realized before. I'm just going to share this with the audience as it came up. Another fun date question. You have a secret passage in your place behind. Classic behind the bookshelf.
Oh my God. Okay, great.
What book triggers this shelf opening?
Holy fuck.
Can be real or fake.
Oh. I don't know. That's bog. Like, I'm like, I don't. I,
you have to want to think about it, though,
don't
you?
Yeah, I do want to think about it. That's a great question. Yes, of course. I want to know yours. Yes, yes,
yes. An illustrated guide to trap doors. Right?
Oh,
it's
my God.
Technical. Yeah. It's like it's like kind of a thing. But it's also just so fucking on the nose.
Oh my God.
Like, if you knew me, you'd be like, which one is it? Oh, an illustrated guide to building your own secret passage. pull it, door pops open?
I have no idea. I literally, I'm scrambling. I'm like, do I even know books? Do I know?
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of, do you ever see like some of those videos where they're like, name a woman. Like, oh. You just buckle because somebody's yelling at you. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, easiest thing in the world. But you're like, I don't know. Like, think about it, though.
I don't know what books are. Like,
have I ever read anything?
Have I read anything in my life?
Like Count of Monte Cristo or something.
Or I was thinking maybe like an Alice in Wonderland would be kind of cool. Because yeah. That's like kind of mystical.
I like that.
Plus, I think if I was to have one of those, like, okay, well, second question. I'm sorry, we're really off the rails right now.
Doesn't matter.
What does your room have? What is your room?
Oh, weirdly enough, I had sort of pictured it as a secret passage between two rooms. So weirdly enough, a hallway. Right? Which I think is more damning than any other answer I could possibly give you.
No, like genuinely, yes. Like, that is so insane. A hallway, bro.
Like, to get from one room to another.
But yeah. For what purpose?
Just to sneak around your place.
Sneak around your place. For magic. Like, so like, to impress your guests.
I don't know. Like, it comes out behind a fireplace or something, you know?
That is...
It's super dark as soon as I said it.
Yeah,
it's
like, I'm blown away. That would...
It's like, what do you do when I'm not recording podcasts? Well, I sit in a...
hallway.
Sit in a white room with a bare light bulb and wait for the recording session to start again. Yeah, I don't know what that says about me. Oh. I'm hearing it as you are.
Because I was like, maybe like a little speakeasy bar.
Oh, that'd be fun too.
Or like a library where you can sit and like read quietly and nobody disturbs you. Or like a video game room. Or like an art room. Or like, I'm like, there's so many. My mind went in like 100 different directions. And I gotta tell you, Craig, not one of those fucking ones was a hallway. It never occurred to me.
Oh, I gotta go talk about this in therapy. That is. These questions tell you things about people, yes. Though, don't they? Like, don't put too much credence on it, but like, no. It fucking digs.
Fuck. A fucking hallway. Oh. My secret is that I can go to another room in an interesting way.
And I could get to that room other ways. This is a different
way. This is a different way. Holy fuck, dude. Oh my god. Yeah, honestly blowing my mind with that. I'm genuinely blown away by that answer. You know, Craig, sometimes I genuinely, I'm like, Craig can't surprise me. We know each other so well.
Oh god.
We're in there, you know what I mean?
I surprise myself sometimes. I don't know. It's like, you know that know yourself and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying. Sometimes you say things, you're like, that's fucking deep. All right. I gotta look into that later.
Or suck it up. Whoop, said something weird. Okay. Well, we really blew it off there. I'm sorry. anything else to say?
No, I think I'm good. I think squashing a bug ain't that bad. I think he's not in control of the magic.
Yes.
Or the consequences of the magic anyway. Mm-hmm. And he's just trying to get a gig going for himself. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Full support.
And also turn the social order of 1930s Louisiana on its head.
Let's redistribute some of this wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm down.
Yeah. Also, just very quickly, I will say, like, did a little dive on Louisiana voodoo, which is separate from Haitian voodoo, apparently.
Okay, yes.
I will say it is very much like a community practice. It's somewhat secretive and whatnot, but, like, I'm just going to say, if he gets the money, I'm going to say the rest of the black community in New Orleans is probably benefiting.
Fair. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Guys, it is now time to rank our villains. I've got the flipped fairy tale scale.
Love it.
So from a curse keeping you with your parents all the way to kissing someone to sleep. I am going to give the Shadow Man, our voodoo prince, I am going to give him a stars wishing on people. You have put your trust in the wrong place, sir. These people will not be helping you.
I need to see that now. Like a short or something of stars wishing on people. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's dark. Me?
Me? Oh, no, not me.
I don't have my shit together, man.
No, I wouldn't.
So I've got the Cajun food scale.
Right.
So on a scale of a crawfish boil all the way up to a good old gumbo, I'm going to give Dr. Facilier a jambalaya. A little spicy, but with a lot of substance, and ultimately ain't all that bad.
Love it.
Yeah. And guys, we're going to get to our heroes and villains of the week in a second, but first, a couple ways that you can help out the podcast. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us at VWR Podcast on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. We put some fun videos and stuff up like that. And also, if you want to sort of figure out what we're doing next, that's a great place to check it out. As well, if you have an audience suggestion for a movie that you'd like to do or just want to get in touch, you can email us at villainwasright@gmail.com. And of course, always feel free to rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you use. It helps other people find the podcast and it helps the algorithms find it. And guys, if you want to support us financially,
we have Patreon, patreon.com/villainwasright. And guys, I got two words for you this month. Samurai cop. Okay, that's all you need to know. It's all you need to know. This is the most 10 out of 10 unhinged thing I've ever watched. If you want to hear us talking about that, you can head on over there and get our top tier where you get the whole backlog also of all the other terrible and crying.
There's some good ones.
They're not as fun, okay? They're just not as fun, Craig. Anyway. Yeah, so you can add on over there. We also have audience choice tiers. We have ad-free tiers. And yeah, and now it is time for our heroes and villains of the week. What do you got for us, Craig?
So I've got, I've got just a little hero right here. So when I was in Ottawa for 2 weeks there, I was with some other comics, the other comic Tom. And we were just having like a nice conversation about how like things have been going a lot better for him. And like things were starting to go better for me. And we were just kind of talking about like novel experiences and how like you really just kind of want to like say yes to things and live your life and have those experiences and all the rest. And it was a really good conversation. And then like the next day I get a call and it's like the club owner and he's like, well, we're going to get together and watch the hockey game. Like you guys should all come out, like all the comics. And I was like, oh yeah, like I got a bunch of stuff to do. I don't really want to, like, I don't know, maybe not. We'll see or whatever. I basically said no. And then he calls the other comedians that are working that week and including Tom. And Tom comes in from a walk and he just looks at me and goes, you should come to hockey. And I was just like, fuck, is this one of those live your life, have experienced things? And he's like, yeah. So I went out and had a good time. But that conversation stayed with me. So like that's the template. And now, like as I've mentioned before, I was on going on these cruises, right, performing comedy there. So this, I've been traveling for like, I swear to God, like 12 hours at this point. Like I was up at 2 a.m. to catch like a early flight out of Toronto, flying into Atlanta, Atlanta to U.S. Virgin Islands, drive to the hotel. They put me up and then like I'm meeting the boat the next morning and they put me in this, you know, it's a 3-star hotel, whatever. It's, you know, it's whatever. It's fine. And this one just happens to be right on the ocean. Like it's a, like there's a beach there everything. Yeah. But like I'm getting in at like, you know, 7 p.m. And I'm just like, I'm so tired. I've been sitting in planes all day. Like I'm sweaty and gross. And I just look at the ocean and I go like, I should go in the ocean. And I was just like, I don't want to go in the ocean. And I just heard that conversation with Tom. And I was just like, this is one of those live your life, have experienced things. And just his voice going, yeah. So I put on my bathing suit. I dunked my head in the ocean. I got out. It was refreshing. I did the thing. That's my hero of the week.
That's great. That actually, I'll just say this really quickly. That reminds me of a story. I was at a wedding and one of the, like the best man of the wedding was going through kind of this story of like how they've been friends forever and they went through like this rough time where their careers weren't going well and they had driven down to Miami And they got out of the car. They'd been traveling all day. And so the guy that was driving and telling the story, the best man, he went up to the hotel and he looked outside and his buddy was just walking into the ocean. And he goes, that might be the last time I see him. Like, straight up. And then when the groom went up to do his speeches, he's like, I'm blown away by this information. He was like, That wasn't a suicide attempt. That was a life attempt. He was like, I was having the time of my life.
Yeah, like, it's the ocean.
It's the ocean. Like,
it's warm. Like, and yeah. It's,
made
refreshing.
Me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
My heroes of the week is everybody that came to my birthday, including you.
Oh.
First of all, I was so stressed. I decided I was going to have a university-themed birthday party. Got a keg, made like 100 Jello shots. There's beer pong.
You had the red solo cups.
Yeah, all the red solo cups. We're playing Kesha. We're playing Pitbull. It's popping, right? So I was like, okay, the party started at like, we were like, okay, 8 o'clock. But we knew, like, I was like, I know people are going to show up later because like, they're all comics. It's Saturday. We have gigs. Things are going on, whatever, right? So the first guest shows up at about 9 and I'm like, okay. But then like 9 turns into 10 and there's like 3 people here and I have an entire motherfucking keg in my house. Aww. And I'm sweating. Like I'm sweating a little bit. Not because like I'm like, oh, I need a lot of people to be here for me to feel loved. More like I have stuff that needs to be gone. Like I have invested in this and I am stressed. And by like midnight, I think there was like 40 people in my house and it was absolutely raging. We went to like, Craig, you stayed. I've never seen you stay out this late in my life.
It
was exceptional.
I got home at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I think you left my place at like 4:30.
Yeah.
Also, our listeners, check this out. Craig came up in full gear. Okay. The little thin glasses, band tee, like just college Craig. A fucking 10 out of 10. Craig and I tried to record. One of our buddies was like, oh, my cousin loves your podcast. She listens to your podcast all the time. Could you two like record a like, thanks for listening or whatever. She'll like lose her mind. We made like 3 attempts at it. Absolutely unusable. It is embarrassing chaos.
I didn't even remember doing that
until you mentioned it earlier today. Half of it is just us scream cackling at each other. We can't get a word out. We're fucked up beyond belief, just trying to do it. And she's like, no, I didn't send it to her. And I was like, thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate you. Maybe would not have been the time for that. But I just had the best time. People broke glasses. People crashed. I was like, that's a 10 out of motherfucking 10.
That was a great party.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
it was
my
so
God.
Fun.
But to say I was fucking stressed until about midnight.
Our guest, we recorded this out of order, but our guest for our Fableman's episode, Andrew Barr, reminded me that at one point I was standing in your kitchen holding court, discussing about how the band The Offspring was unfairly maligned for being sellouts. And as Andrew Barr put it, people were there for it.
Unironically
there for it. And I was just like, wow, that was a party.
A fucking bop. Anyway, so I was just super happy about that. And I just needed to mention that we were both total fucking hams and just having the time of our lives. Anyway, and that's my hero. Mostly you. Honestly.
Thank you, Craig.
You fucking killed that. I loved it.
It was a fun time. It was a fun time for sure.
Guys, so, you know, as always, if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Rebecca Reeds on any platform of your choosing.
Yeah, and you can follow me at Craig Faye Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and CraigFaye.com for show dates. As well, tune in next week where we're continuing our romantic movie month with The Time Traveler's Wife, which we haven't recorded yet, but I think it's going to be a little spicy. So just looking at Rebecca right now, I think that might be... Might be a good one. So stay tuned for that wherever you get your podcast. And until then, this is The Villain Was Right, reminding you to keep your frog in the jar.
The Villain Was Right is produced by Andrew Ivamy as part of the From Superheroes Network. For more great podcasts like this, as well as webcomics, articles, and so much more, visit FromSuperheroes.com.